A call met with silence. Iranian leaders are no longer replying. It is likely not out of fear that their phones will explode, but rather in deliberate abandonment. While the Lebanese are getting bombarded, tens of thousands are fleeing the south and the Bekaa, and hundreds are dying, the Iranian president is speaking at the United Nations about a desire for peace and security. Even more astonishingly, Iran's foreign minister announced that his country is ready to restart nuclear negotiations. It's all surreal. The very people behind the axis of resistance are now cozying up to the West, while the Lebanese, who had no say in any of this, suffer the consequences of their strategic blunders. Palestinians and Lebanese have been mere pawns in the hands of the Persian Empire. Even the staunchest supporters of the Mullah's Republic are beginning to question where the promises made to their allies have vanished. The abandonment is now unmistakable. "Just wait and see," an expression once proudly uttered by the Revolutionary Guards and their leaders, now rings hollow. Nothing but empty words, as the saying goes. Woe to those who believe them, they are few and far between now. In this latest catastrophe, the Lebanese are left to fend for themselves, caught between the rock of Israel and the hard place of Hezbollah. The UN issues statements, while Americans repeatedly claim to be uninformed, deploying aircraft carriers just in case. Other nations issue advisories urging their citizens to steer clear of the country. Only France is making a desperate diplomatic attempt, sending its special envoy for impossible missions, Jean-Yves Le Drian, to Beirut. Meanwhile, the same mistakes are yielding the same consequences, forcing the Lebanese to relive the nightmare of 2006, exodus, destruction, death, makeshift shelters and an impotent government, and once again, there is the abandonment by Iran. After a second shipwreck, one should not blame the sea.